Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about being out of debt and staying out of
debt. Amen.
Pastor George Pearsons is with us today, and you don't want to miss this. You would be amazed how much more prosperous you can be if you're out of debt.
That's right.
Not paying interest on everything.
Yeah, think about that. Think about the interest that is paid on that debt. And, you know, people paying for their houses over and over again, or paying for a car over and over again. There's a better way.
There is a better way.
There's a higher way to do this. We have found out in this study together called Done With Debt, we have found out that debt is part of the curse, and we've been redeemed from the curse.
That's right.
That we can live our lives in days of prosperity to where we can be free from the world system. And debt is the world system. It belongs to the world.
It carries a curse with it.
It does carry a curse with it. And yesterday on the broadcast, we had a great time together talking about how you and Kenneth became debt-free, and the decisions that you made, and what your life was like back in 1965, 66, 67.
But if we put all of our assets together at that time, it would be about $30,000 maybe out of our used car.
Well, I'll tell you, the testimony that you have has inspired so many people. And it inspired Terry and myself. And I just wanted to take some time today and go through what Terry and I did for us to get out of debt. Now, we had a unique situation where the first house that we lived in after we were married, it was a really nice little house, and it was new, brand new. The people that built the house, at the time, it was over in Arlington because our offices were over there. Brand new neighborhood. We actually lived around the corner from your brother Richard. I mean, walking distance. I can remember in the early days of our marriage when Sherry, Richard's daughter, would walk to our house. She was probably seven. She would come on a Saturday and spend the entire day with us. Oh my gosh. Anyway, we had fun with her.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, she's such a cute little kid. So the house was really nice. We were renting it. And it was built by a couple. Their parents were coming over from Europe, and the mother decided she didn't want to come after they built the house.
Oh, great.
So this house came up for rent, and we were the first ones.
They built it for you.
They built it for us. So we moved into it. We enjoyed it. We were there for several years. Jeremy was born. We were in the house. But then by the time it was getting ready for Aubrey to be born, we needed more space. The house is filling up.
Yeah.
So we had a very unique situation because Nonnie and Granddad, Kenneth's parents, A.W. Vanetta Copeland, they were living in Eastern Hills here in Fort Worth. And we'd all been talking to them about moving out this way. So Granddad found a house. He was looking around. He found a house. He bought a house. Nonnie decided she didn't want to move. And so Granddad...
That worked out, I bet.
We moved into the house, and I was paying Granddad the monthly payments for it. We were there for some years, and then the Lord told us, pay off the house and then sow it into another family. So we did that. Well, we took the next step, and we borrowed the money to move into the next house. I don't know why we went that direction, but
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Seemed like a good idea. And, you know, we made the determination that we're going to become debt-free as quickly as possible. We had agreed in prayer over that. But then something happened that really accelerated the process. And it was on September the 12th of 1998. If you remember, September of 1998, and this was an idea that you had, you came to me and said, George, what would happen if we had church every day, twice a day, for 30 days in a row?
Easy for me to say, huh?
And so we said, well, you know, that would be very interesting. She said, let's try. So in September 1st,
30
days of glory, and we had two services a day, one service on Saturday. You gave us the morning off to get caught up with bills and things. Then we came back to church Saturday night. So we did that, and it was impactful.
It was.
What a month that was.
We ought to get asked for testimonies of what that meant to people.
There are people in the church even today that remember that. And I really believe that the 30 days that we did have together shot us up into a new realm of prosperity, because much of the teaching was done by Leroy Thompson. He would fly in and out.
That's right.
He would come and stay for 4 days, go home, do church. He'd come back. So we had some powerful times, but it was on the night of September 12th. I remember it well. It was a Sunday night. I was sitting behind Kenneth on the platform. He came up to speak, and he began to talk his whole message that night, which is on one of the CD series that we're offering free as our product offer this time. But the message that he preached that night, the whole message was on debt freedom and living debt free. And I'm sitting back there behind him, and there were two statements that he said that night that led Terry and I to a major quality decision about getting debt free and doing it as quickly as we could. And I wrote down these quotes on your page here, and these notes are available to you on kcm.org. All you have to do is go to KCM, click onto the page of Glory in Me, and you can download the notes yourself.
Praise God.
Well, the two statements here on
That's
point three.
That's a marvelous gift you're giving.
This is going to help you tremendously. Yeah. He said two things that night, Gloria, that changed my life forever. And when I say that, I mean it with all of my heart. Those two quotes revolutionized my thinking about getting out of debt. He said, "What one does today for the sake of tomorrow is called an investment. What one does to enjoy today at the expense of tomorrow is called debt."
That's really good, isn't it?
What a powerful statement that
Kenneth
was.
Kenneth Copeland.
And so I wrote that down in my notebook. Then he made another statement that night. He preached, Gloria, for almost 2 hours about being debt-free. 2 hours. Borrowing is a replacement covenant. It is going to someone else when you should have gone to God.
Wow.
And I wrote in my notebook, I wrote, ouch, in big letters. And you know, I'm sitting there up there behind him in front of everybody, and I'm kind of sliding down in my seat listening to him talk about this.
Are you turning red?
Yeah, I'm turning red. And I looked out over the congregation, and this is what I said. I said, how are these people going to live debt-free? How are they going to buy their cars and houses if they can't borrow the money? I know the financial condition of some of them. Some of them are barely living from paycheck to paycheck. And I made a quality decision that night. I made a determination that night. We are getting out of debt, and we are getting out of debt as fast as we could. And you know what I did, Gloria? One of the first things that I did was I began, and we can go on to page two here. The first thing that I did on that September evening is I went home that night, and I made a commitment to the Lord, I'm going to preach a series in church on living debt-free. Well, that series is also available on the free offer that we have. And you know, I learned this from Brother Copeland. You preach the word no matter what is going on. You know, he talks about this and about the fact that there was that time that he was so sick in bed, and you were out somewhere preaching, and you literally had to shave him and had to put the clothes on him because he was so sick. And he went to that service that morning and preached one of the most magnificent healing messages. And you preach it in spite of, you preach it in order to walk in it.
That's right.
You know, faith comes by hearing by the word, and the word that's coming out of you. So I made the determination and I started a series in October of 1998, How to Live Debt-Free.
Praise
Even though I wasn't there yet, I was digging.
But you were helping yourself when you did that.
Man, I was digging into the Word of God and began to preach those early messages about that. But then something happened that next year that kicked us into another gear. It was on Wednesday, October 13th, 1999. It was time to go to the next level of faith. I was sitting here in the studio with Brother Copeland. He had invited me to come on the broadcast with him. And I just took some of my debt-free material, and that's what we were going to talk about on that week-long of broadcast that we were doing. So we were over there at a round table, And we did the first couple of days talking about debt freedom, but it was on that Wednesday broadcast, it's the third broadcast of the day. We're talking about debt freedom, and he asked me the question that was heard round the world.
Oh, boy.
He said to me, George, you have heard me preach living debt free for as long as you've been around me. Why then did you borrow the money to get your new house?
Oh, what a father-in-law.
Well, everything went into slow motion.
Did all the color leave your face?
I tell this because standing right over here, Carol Hill was on camera. And Carol, I can remember this so distinctly, it's like all the air was sucked out of the room. And Carol was behind camera.
On television.
And she looked around her camera at me.
Mouth
was wide open. And everything went into slow motion. And I'm thinking to myself as he's saying this, I'm thinking, this is good for me. This is good for me. This is good for me. And of course, with Kenneth, this is no different than how he has treated me through the years in a face-to-face conversation. He's my father-in-law. He's my mentor. He is my, if you will, my Jethro, as Jethro was to Moses. Mm-hmm. So is Brother Copeland to me. So he said, why? You've been around me all these years. Why then did you borrow the money to get your new house? And I'm so thankful because I mumbled a few things. You could probably go back to the clip and find out what I was trying to say, but I was like,
duh.
But this is what he said, Gloria, and this is so important. Your faith was not strong enough or big enough to receive a debt-free house. He said your faith level was not up to where you could receive that debt-free house. You had enough faith developed to give a house debt-free, but your faith was not developed enough at the time to receive the debt-free house. And then he said, it takes time to develop your faith. You don't just jump off into this kind of thing. And so that day, we took a break after that Wednesday broadcast, and we went back into his office, and we had his dressing room, and we had lunch together. And I began to talk to him about it, and I asked him, I said, what would you tell a young couple who are just getting married, and they want to live debt-free, but they haven't built their faith up to that degree? And he said this to me. He said, well, first of all, I would give him this set of tapes to listen to. And he did just what I did right now. He took his hand and handed me a whatever.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing about this is what we are offering on this broadcast is the manifestation of whatever. What that was in 1999. And so we had a talk about it and we discussed it. And then after the broadcast taping that day, I went home and I sat down with Terry. We went back to the bedroom and we sat down and I related to her everything he said to me. And it was one of those conversations with a husband and wife where it gets so dark you have to turn the lights on. That's how long we talked about this.
Long time.
And I'll tell you what Terry and I did. We began a spiritual regimen. I mean, we got on this thing to strengthen and develop our faith to get out of debt and to live debt-free. I took what he said to me. I take very seriously what you say. I really do. I have.
I know you do.
All of these years. And what Kenneth said to me, I took it very, very seriously. And Terry and I began to develop I call it a spiritual regimen. A process. And what I did, Gloria, I have it in the short form there before you, and we don't have time on the broadcast to go through the long form, but I want to let you know that I've included it in your notes. When you download the notes, you'll have this document. Now, Gloria, this document is really, and you don't have it there, I'm going to hand it to you here, but this document takes them through the details of what Terry and I did to get out of debt.
Praise God.
And
that's
I think it will be so helpful to the people to see what Terry
how
and I
to
did.
Do it.
How to do
how
it.
How to do it. Yeah.
So this, but I did shorten it for the sake of time. I'll give you this copy here. But I want us to take a look at point C down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And this is what Terry and I, if you were to ask us, what did you do to become debt free? then this is what Terry and I did. Number one, we made, well, you can even back it up because we made this decision because you've been saying it on the broadcast. Really, your first step should be to stop borrowing money.
That's right.
So
that's your quality decision.
That's your quality decision. So you end it right there. You make the decision, we're not doing this anymore. And that's what Terry and I did. That's what Kenneth and Gloria did.
That's
they
right.
made that decision. Borrowing stops now.
Did we know anybody that had done this exactly? No.
Mm-mm.
Did we
you
have
didn't.
Anybody walking it before us? No.
But I'll tell you something, Gloria. This is very interesting. That when we were, Kenneth and I were on the board at ORU.
Yeah.
And ORU at the time was facing some very difficult things. And they were $55 million in debt.
Oh, my.
And so we, a long set of circumstances, I became the chairman of the board. And so my speech that I gave to the board on that day that I became the chairman, this was 2007, included in my speech. And what they did was they printed up my speech. They printed that speech. And if you go back to the speech and look at it, one of the points that we were going to believe God for was to become debt-free, that Oral Roberts University would become debt-free. Well, later on, other people came in and they took my place at the board table. But the point being is, within, I would say, 2 years, ORU is debt-free, and they're debt-free to this day.
Amen.
Something happens when you make a decision.
That was a big miracle, wasn't it?
And we stopped. We had to stop borrowing money because the banks weren't going to loan any more money. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it worked well.
That's a good thing. It worked on our behalf. So we got out of debt. Well, Terry and I, we stopped borrowing the money. And I just think it's helpful for people to see these step-by-step processes that we go through. You know, we can talk about how wonderful it is to live debt-free, but people want to know how.
That's right.
How. So we
have to bite the bullet.
You got to bite the bullet. That's exactly right. And this process, it took us a little bit of time, but we stood in faith during that time. We determined not to get discouraged. And so we made that quality decision with each other. We're not going to borrow anymore, and we are getting out of debt. And we looked at the house. We looked at the house that we were in, and we asked the Lord, Lord, do you want us to sell this house? And you know what? The answer was yes. Because we were living, at that time, across town, beautiful area, beautiful home. But the Lord was prompting us. Yeah. Aubrey was going to school out here. I'm driving 45 minutes a day to drop her off at school. And more is happening at the church. And the Lord just really put it in our hearts. We need to come back out here. We've got to be back out here. It took me 10 minutes to drive to here today. And I go back and forth. So I'm glad we're here. But I'll tell you something else. The house that we were in, it lifted our vision. Yeah. But the Lord said, it's time to move. So Terry and I, then we got in covenant agreement with each other. We were in agreement with each other. And then we searched out the scriptures, Gloria. We dug through scripture after scripture. We had our scriptures that we were standing on, that we were building our faith on. We were believing God for this debt freedom. And I looked up, I have lists of scriptures that we dug out of the Word, and we began to exercise our faith and speak those scriptures. Then she and I would pray together often. We would make declarations of faith. We allowed then the Spirit of God to lead us. What do you want us to do? I realized that there's a debt freedom plan for everyone. There was a debt freedom plan for you. Yeah. There was a debt freedom plan for us.
Here's our debt freedom plan.
Stop borrowing
money.
It starts right there. And
first
then
step.
Here's another thing that we did, Gloria. We stayed in a constant state of sowing and reaping.
Right.
We didn't quit giving. On the contrary, we started sowing. We were sowing. I remember one Christmas, the Lord had me call Kelly and had me call John. And at that time, we owed money on all of our houses. And I asked John, I said, what is your monthly payment? And he told me. I asked Kelly, I said, what's your monthly payment? And she told me. So Terry and I wrote out checks to pay for a month's payment.
You sowed a month's payment.
We sowed a month's payment. We did that at Christmas time. And we handed them an envelope, and they said, this is what the Lord told us to do. And we sowed a month's payment into Kelly and into John, and to bring, to sow debt, sow towards our debt freedom.
Yeah.
Sow towards our debt freedom. And we did that with other people as well. We were constantly looking to give. And you know what? That hasn't stopped.
That's right.
We're constantly, continually looking, how do we give into others' lives? So we were in a, and when money would come to us, we'd have that money and we'd say, Lord, is this seed money? Is this money that we pay towards the house? Or what do we do? Well, He led us to sell the house. So we sold the house and we had equity in it. We had principal in the house. And we'd been believing God for, anyway, so long story short, there was a house that your sister, Missy, they were needing to sell it. We looked at it and we were able, we moved into the house. Here's what we did with them. We made a deal with them. We moved into the house and we decided to pay them rent for that house. And all we did was we took the house payment. I took Missy and Scott's house payments to the mortgage company and I paid the mortgage until such time that we had enough money to pay for the house. So the Lord was able to get us into that house. Then came the renovation of the house. That took 5 years to do.
Paying as we went.
So that's a long story made short about how we got into the house, but that was the plan that God had. And what we did, this final point right here, and this is the final point of today, what we had to do was enter into the rest of God. We had to enter into a place where we were walking this through with the Lord. So I pray over you right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
You enter the rest where your debt freedom is concerned. The Lord has a plan for you. And it is a strategic plan to get you out of debt and get you into a beautiful place. Whatever
Praise
it takes, the plan of God is now activated in your lives.
In
Jesus' name, amen.
Good, George.
Amen.
That was good. That'll help people.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.